Episode 280 of the show today is not the best episode we've ever done. Up front, it's just Drake and I catching up, talking holidays, and random facts. There's nothing groundbreaking in this podcast, so set your expectations low. But if you want to hang out with us for 35 minutes, welcome in to the podcast. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 280 of the podcast. This is our post-Christmas, pre-New Year's podcast. Hope you guys all had a fantastic holiday. It is 38 degrees in Iowa, and Kluver's wearing a cutoff shirt of a football team that he didn't play for. So glad to know that we're going into the new year with him still dressing like a complete douchebag. Nothing changed around this podcast, I see, since I've been gone. My apologies on the hiatus. Had to go get some things straightened out, but we're doing good and back at it like a crack addict. Kluver, what do you got?
That is true, man. I got nothing for that. This is a cutoff t-shirt of a team I did not play for. I got to get me a Marshalltown cutoff. I really do. Speaking of, I was back in Marshalltown, back in the old M town for the holidays, for part of the holidays. 36 hours. This is something that Drake just finds absolutely mind-boggling. 36-hour period. I was in four different cities for four different Christmases in two different states. 8-plus hours of driving. Oh, man.
That's something that your boy just simply cannot handle.
I know. And it's just, you know, different strokes for different folks, right? I love it. I will eventually not love it, especially when children are in the picture, I'm sure, because traveling with kids is just probably a nightmare most of the time. So it is what it is. But for now, we travel and we hit them all. And shout out to the Crusaders, too. This cutoff I'm wearing, for those wondering, this is the Coon Rapids fired Crusader football team, and they had me in to talk to their team. Isn't that funny, Drake? Someone had me in to talk to their team.
I think that's like not the first time that somebody's had you come in and talk to a team. And, you know, I'll give credit where credit is due. There's a couple things that you can talk about to a team because it's things you know. Stick-to-itiveness, you know, like grit. You know, those are a couple of things that a lot of people in today's society don't have, especially high school kids. If it's not easy, the high school kids want out and they just want to go on Instagram or Twitter and complain about how hard things are and how unfair everything is to them. So in that manner, Kluver, you can definitely give a good, call it a lecture, on those certain characteristics of a successful athlete and human. But if you were trying to tell them how to read A gap to B gap and two gap, I would tell you to sit down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I definitely don't talk offensive strategy. As we've mentioned on this podcast before, when I was in high school, and Mike Eggleston was my shout out to Mr. Eggleston, who was our defensive coordinator. He was my PE teacher in elementary school and my DC on the high school football team for 3 years as a middle linebacker. But for 3 years as the Marshalltown middle linebacker, we might have gotten a call in on time 20% of the plays. So this guy was calling. I was calling Phil Parker defense, base defense, and occasionally, maybe a little more often than I should have been, I was calling my own number, you know?
I blitzed myself as well in high school.
I was called
every time a coach would call a blitz, I would switch my position to make sure I was the blitzer. I would tell like another guy, hey, we're going to line up here. I'm going to line up here because I'm blitzing.
Yes. Dude, our we had like four blitzes for the linebackers, and they were all named after like natural, not natural disasters, but like naturally occurring storms. So I think it was like Twister, tornado, hurricane, and an earthquake or something like that. And somehow, some way, number seven found his way to the blitzing spot every single call. And I'm pretty sure that's not how it was drawn up in the playbook. So it is what it is. Padding my stats. And that's how I ended up second in all time in tackles there. Not important. What is important is we got to see some family this weekend. I even gave my mother-in-law some merch. She got a little Let's Have a Day t-shirt that she said she's going to wear next year. Plenty of people. If you search right now, I know Drake, you search, since you don't have a Twitter, sometimes you search us up on Twitter.
Haven't done that in a while. I should probably get some searching doing.
You will find many a people who had Santa ordered a shitload of merch and took it all
That's
over.
That's good place. By him. I honestly didn't know that we had Santa on our payroll, but now that I know that he's handing out our merch,
yeah,
we should honestly probably throw him a little kickback.
Yeah, the elves got to get a little something, because they were toting Hawks by a Million flags and Tight End U merch and Let's Have a Day t-shirts all over the place. And we really appreciate you guys. It's a little bit wild from our standpoint watching people tweet those out, like, oh my gosh, look what Santa brought me. Or I've had several people on the Patreon hit me up and say the gear was a huge hit for all the people I gave it to for Christmas presents. So that's really nuts. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because the numbers on the back end, like data, says pretty straight up how successful the holiday merch run was. But man, again, just a grateful feeling this holiday season. And yeah, it was just really good. Did you get any good Christmas presents, Drake?
I got the coolest Christmas present, man. I got an espresso machine.
You did? Oh, you're
good. Grinds the espresso beans, gives you the yeah, little serving spoon, tamps it down, you put it in here, pressurized water, then you steam your milk on the side, make your own latte. I couldn't be happier.
Oh, you're getting fancy.
It was a really cool Christmas.
You're deep into it now, huh?
I'm deep. I'm as deep into the coffee game as you can possibly get.
Speaking of, someone said, if Drake's having tummy problems still, maybe tell him to lay off the espresso.
I only have espresso in the morning. That's it. And the espresso, TMI here, the espresso makes me poop a lot. And it feels really good when I can poop a lot. So today at jiu-jitsu, I was in the middle of doing drills, and me and my drilling partner were kind of like putting a decent amount of pressure on the core and rolling on top of each other. And I said, sir, I got to go. And I sprinted to the bathroom, and Niagara Falls poured out of my butthole. So that's what the espresso does to me sometimes. And you can't always catch it at the right moment. And sometimes you drink a little too late and you almost poop all over your rolling partner.
I just imagined you on the mat and you're just like locked up with somebody. And you're like, hey man, my colon's tapping out. I got to go. My colon's tapping. I know you can't feel it.
Dude. And I'll tell you what, if I would have tried to trust a fart and let the pressure out just a little bit, my white gi would have turned completely brown.
It was going to be an espresso gi pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring that up, because I worked out right before this podcast as well. And, this isn't supposed to be a digestive health podcast, but oftentimes, and especially if you tune into DHT, it's like 50-50, you're going to get digestive stories. So if you're interested in that, patreon.com/washthefalcon. During the holidays, obviously you're not eating your normal food, right? I can't tell you how many me and the chocolate covered peanut clusters, we went to town. We went to war yesterday. Okay.
Dude, banana bread, cinnamon rolls, and ice cream and apple crisp.
How about this? I didn't even know this existed. Last night, right before we left the fourth of five Christmases, because my final one is tonight. Yes, I'm a psycho. I get it. You know French silk pie?
Oh.
Well, there's a peanut butter silk pie where it's just French silk, but then there's a layer of peanut butter, like cream. In there too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. So my dinner was chocolate covered peanut clusters, a scotcheroo, a slice of that pie, two M&M cookies. And then on the way home, we picked up a Casey's cheese sticks, and I had three of those.
So you feel absolutely terrible today.
Well, I did. However, I went Drake on the rolling mat and I got into a 32 minute workout, four movements, eight rounds through on the minute, right? So do the math. I got through one round. Now listen to these movements. I was doing sandbag cleans over the shoulder into burpees, up and down movement, into dumbbell full snatches. So to the floor in between every one, that's up and down, finished with jump rope, right? So the gut was bouncing up and down a lot. And I got through one round and I went Drake Kulik. My tummy said, well, we're going to have to take a minute. And
dirty hurricanes, baby.
And we went full on
tropical storms.
Yeah, we added a fifth tropical storm. It was a tsunami blitz right to the upstairs bathroom. And we had to just take a quick little pause in the workout. But I've never been so light on my feet. I would run 4.8 instead of 4.9 now. It'd be incredible, right? I'm in pro day shape. Other than that, I'm in insane shape right now. I don't recommend working out for close to 2 hours a day, but if you wanted to, you can do some pretty cool things. Speaking of, I want to get into something real quick. I'm going to do a little self-promotion because it's the end of the year. You guys just got done with tailgate season. Okay, you were having beers every weekend. Then we went to Indy, an extra weekend. If you made it out there, if you made it to the bar, Tin Roof, you had some brewskis, you saw the walk-ons. It was a brutal tailgate football season. And that's how it goes for a lot of people nutritionally, right? And it gets a little bit colder. Our bodies naturally put on a little bit of winter weight, keep you warm, right? The holidays roll around. You're dealing with that right now. Well, it's time to get your shit in gear, okay? And of course, your guy, Mr. Fitness D-Bag of the Year, I'm here to help save you. I'm doing a challenge. And this isn't just like a call-out little ad read. I don't want anyone who's just trying to like, I want to try, right? I need people who are going to, they're like ready to tamp down and like put in some work. Because I want to be able to, like, we're not just dealing with people who are just going to slough this off, right? 4-week challenge to start the new year starts January 3rd. DM me, okay? Or go to my website, tylerkluver.com. Very simple. Very simple. Okay, if you want more details, that's all I'm going to tell you. In a month from now, you can either be in the same spot you are, or you could be 1 month into potentially a life-changing process of health and fitness. Drake, when do you feel the best, right? During your days?
About 10 minutes after my heart feels like it's going to explode.
Yes. Yes. Right. Either during, and even during, there's some feeling of like, ooh, this is happiness, right? This is when your heart
mine is more just pure determination because my exercise is a little bit different. Like I'm having to oftentimes stave off potential death, you know, potentially losing limbs. Like I got put in two arm bars today that I didn't even know existed. Like these two black belts, a father and son. Mm. The son is 6'7", 225 pounds. He's 23 years old. And he made me look like a fucking moron. So like during my exercise, I had to really buckle down and try and focus on making every movement perfect so that I didn't lose a limb or my neck. But then afterwards, I feel like just the euphoria and the satisfaction is tremendous.
But that level of focus and intensity is it breathes life into you, right? Like everything disappears and it's all you're thinking about, right?
Big time.
Yeah. I know a lot of people listening don't feel this way, but I would rather go through just a lung burning workout and the hormonal release and stress relief of that workout. That feeling for me is better than when Iowa football wins football games. It just is. Now, maybe not when we played for Iowa football and won some big time games, but now as a fan, just watching Iowa football, I'd rather get like that hard workout. Like the other day, Drake called me. We were talking about some business deets, and it was right after I had just almost literally passed out from working out. I took myself to the edge, harder than I've worked out since we were doing Coach Doyle workouts. And that 10 to 15 minute, it took a little longer for me after this one, but about a half hour afterwards, I was just in a pure state of clear head. Like ideas were flowing. I was motivated to do work. I felt great physically. And I just want our listeners to have the opportunity to maybe get themselves into a spot where they can experience that every single day of their life or 3 to 5 days a week. Right. And it's not, you don't have to go to a jiu-jitsu gym or work out with CrossFit for 90 minutes a day like Drake and I do. I've got a guy who did the challenge over a year ago, signed up for one-on-one coaching, and over the course of this year has lost over 100 pounds. Shout out to Trev Temple. He's my biggest success story client. He has incredible motivation and discipline naturally, but with a little bit of guidance. I mean, this guy, for the majority of his time, has been doing 20 to 30 minute workouts and been following a calorie count. And he's lost over 100 pounds, over 300, now down to mid 190s. So if you're looking for something to kickstart the new year, hit your boy up.
And if you're sitting on the couch looking for something to do while you're watching football, you're at your family's house, you have traveled somewhere, you're sitting there, you're trying to avoid the weird uncle or the other family members that you don't enjoy talking to, you don't enjoy trying to make small talk with, then I got the perfect thing for you. We got Ultimate Fan, the next level, new way to play fantasy football. It's free to play on iOS and Android, and you can join me right now. You guys have heard me talk about it over the last few weeks. It's pack openings meets fantasy football. I'm serious, guys. This is not just because we're doing a deal with them. Like, you get free merch, a potential chance at free merch, especially with the limited amount of people who are going to sign up for this. You're going to have a chance to win, excuse me, free merchandise for the Washed Up Walk-Ons, and you have a chance to win over $40,000 in gift cards from this app, okay? It's so simple. You download it when you're bored. You use the link in the description, or you go to my social media or the Washed Up Walk on social media. All right. Every week there's a new contest. You get to start from zero. You get a full new fresh slate. And last week in the first week, I was okay. Devontae Adams carried my team. This week, Devontae Adams played yesterday on Christmas Day, which means that my team doesn't get those points because only Sunday and Monday's games count. And so I'm going to have to find a new way to win. And that's okay. Join me right now. See if you can beat me on Ultimate Fan and see if you can rack up some prizes. And you might get picked for some free merch. All right. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. and Canada only. Download using the link in this podcast description. Go right now. Sweet.
Back to talking to teams, right? I talked to this football team. I had an idea the other night, Drake. Similar to the golf thing that we're trying to put together. Hear me out on this. What if we did it's exclusive, right? This would only be open to 8 to 10 people, maybe a few more every time we did it. But we called it like walk-on weekend. And people came in on like a Friday night. And Friday night, we did something all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning, it's like a weekend football camp, right? Or something like that. Only it's like me, you, and Kevin. And then we talk about, each one of us has like a, you know, people like to hear us talk, obviously. And I've had several people outside of the football team even ask me, like, hey, do you guys come in and like talk about like leadership or motivation or stuff like that to like businesses or companies? And several people have reached out and I'm like, we don't do that. Like, we have never done that before. But Kevin's good at that shit. Like, he can motivate people. And I think that you and I, if we're talking about the right shit, can be very motivating and do well speaking as well.
And, bro, I was 10 times more motivational than Kevin ever was. Don't disrespect me like that.
On the field, absolutely. This isn't going to be an on-field environment. You're not going to be screaming in the helmets of people, which you are very good at. But like, hey, give me 20 to 30 minutes and let me talk on, like you said, like being able to stick to something or teamwork or the ability to work hard or work ethic or discipline or motivate, whatever it may be. And then, you know, this would be like an exclusive, like we're charging $1,000 a head to come to this weekend.
Holy shit.
But listen to this. They come in, food is paid for the weekend on the walk-ons, right? It's part of your entry cost. There's a round of golf on Saturday of just hanging out with the boys. We bring in like one of our guys, maybe they're still playing in the league or maybe they aren't, for them to like talk or give a little speech or a Q&A, whatever, make it cool. Like,
you're bringing in somebody like Connor Keane.
Somebody like that, man. Somebody we know, because we know a lot of people. So there's
Pat Peterson.
Anybody, dude, anybody. They come in and talk and just it's like it's walk on weekend, right? There's an hour rolling session, jujitsu, on like Saturday, right? Sunday morning we wake up and there's a CrossFit workout before we end the weekend. Like, it's a whole experience, right? You come and you live the walk on life for the weekend, right? I think it would be, and obviously it's going to be very, very, very small amount of people who would like be interested in doing this, but you come in, you have dinner with us on Friday. We wake up, we play golf, we roll. We talk about like, I don't know, man. All this shit was rolling through my head. It came to me because in the CrossFit world, the guy who won it for 4 years in a row, some consider him the best to ever do it, Rich Froning. He does these Train with Rich weekends where essentially it's the exact same thing, only it's CrossFit workouts all weekend long. He's super into faith. So he does like a Bible study on Sunday morning. They go and do like barbecues on Saturday afternoons, but they work out like four or five times throughout the weekend. And people pay to go and like have this weekend experience. And I was like, damn, what if we like, maybe we do it in Iowa City. And like, we do like a little player panel of the current walk-ons and we pay, like we do a little NIL experience for two or three of the walk-ons on the team currently. Maybe we do like a walkthrough of the facility. We hit up Ben Hansen, see if they let us have the facility for like an hour, do a little walkthrough, a little tour, and then have like three of the walk-ons on the team talk to the eight people or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just an idea that was rolling through my head. And I was like, where do we take this? I don't know. And I was going to let Drake run the entire class through a jujitsu session. We're all going to roll. And then I was going
to be very, very fun.
And then
you got me interested.
And then I was going to lead everyone through a CrossFit session, an easy one, not
and
one.
Watch that. Me beat you in CrossFit, even though I don't even practice it.
No chance, but, I don't know. That was rolling through my head at like 2:30 in the morning the other day. That's when I had my best ideas.
I'm going to give you the business and I don't even practice that shit anymore.
At this point there would be a small amount of things that you'd be able to beat me on, but
pull-ups for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, strict pull-ups, definitely.
I'll punch you in the face and get a 5-minute head start while you're picking up your teeth.
That's not how you do CrossFit, but okay. That's a different sport somewhere in Germany or somewhere, I'm sure.
That's Russian for sure.
Yeah. They do where you fight before you have to go and pick up the bar. That'd be insane. Let's see what I got up here on the old.
I like the walk on weekend though. We'll get that thing.
It's a very, very rough idea, but it's a way to really, really like exclusify. That's not a word, but take people who are interested. You know, we're obviously looking at a demographic of like guys that are sort of around our age, the jujitsu and the CrossFit, the workouts for the weekend, they would obviously be very, very basic levels of jujitsu and CrossFit. So it's not like you need to be super skilled or fit to participate. It's just a little way to like get your heart rate up and be bros. And women could come too. This would be open to women if they wanted to do it. Golfing, right? Anybody can come out and golf and look like an asshole. I'd be the worst one there every weekend, no doubt. And then just a way for like us to broaden the experience of the walk-on brand, right? Because we just have this exclusive, and it sounds a little bit like, oh, you guys really think highly of yourself, but it's not, it's really not coming from a place of that. It's more coming from a place of our unique experience and the connections that we have. And obviously we have a way to give people that experience on the podcast, but what if we can make it an in-person thing, right? And now that you're closer in Nashville, it's a little bit more, you know, if we did it once a year or something like that, similar to like the golf tournament idea, it's just another way for us to raise money. Obviously it would be like, right, half of it's going to the kids as always. And so that's another incentive for people to participate, but then you get to maybe listen to us three talk about our experiences or something specific that we feel like we can provide perspective on. And then if we can get cool guests, right? Like that's like a bit, you know, we have, you know, maybe we get kid. Oh, by the way, Kittle yesterday, this guy, right? This guy, George Kittle, shoots me a Venmo for $100 yesterday. And it's titled Clash of Clans Christmas Package for the Clan. And he sent it to our entire Clash of Clans group. This guy has so much money that he's buying extra perks in Clash of Clans for the entire squad. Just $100 to all of us. And I showed it to Lauren and I'm like, I guess when you make $15 million a year, like that's just, you just do shit like that, man.
Like, Merry Christmas from Kittle Claus.
It's Santa Kittle, you know, what a guy. So that was incredible. You did Christmas in Nashville, right?
Yeah, man. Me, my mom, and Kaylee.
I saw Kaylee's post on Instagram with the tree. And did you do any of that wrapping, or I doubt it.
Do I look like I did any of that wrapping?
No, I didn't think so. So Kaylee wrapped her own gifts?
My mom wrapped Kaylee's.
Okay, good, good. At least she got to, you know, have the experience of unwrapping the gifts and shit. Kittle's a Pro Bowler, and so is T Daddy Wirfs, and so is Brandon Scherff. And who am I missing? Is that it?
I'm not exactly sure.
You didn't see?
I think that's it. I mean, I saw Tristan, I saw George, and I saw Scherff.
I think those are the only three. Pretty good.
I mean, the three that we got were like shoe-ins.
Yeah.
Tristan's by far the best right tackle in the league. George, fuck you if you don't think he's the best tight end in the league, because tight end includes a lot more than just catching the ball.
Yeah.
And Brandon Scherff's been like the best for however long. It's him, Quentin Nelson, who's been hurt, and a couple other guys. But other than that, like, Brandon Scherff's a shoe-in every single year, and Tristan Wirfs is literally the best on earth.
I was actually I caught a little bit of the football team's game last weekend, and the one play I saw, Scherff gave up a sack. I was like, oh my God.
Really?
I was like, holy shit. I was like, that never happens. It was wild. And Tristan gave up. I did the same thing.
I saw Tristan gave up a sack. And
Tristan gave up a sack. Dude, the Saints give the Bucks problems, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they play.
Cam Jordan's a good player. Like, he's been All-Pro multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is Cam Jordan Cam Wirfs because he's Tristan's bitch, like, most of the time? Yeah. But every once in a while.
Hey, everybody wins once in a while. And everybody loses. And I guarantee Tristan was pissed. He was pissed.
I think that was the first sack he gave up all year.
I'm pretty sure it was. And I guarantee Tom was pissed. I don't think Tom was very happy. They scored 0 points, dude. They didn't. Tom Brady and the Bucks scored no points in a football game. That is insanity. That's wild. I think it was the Monday night game or Tuesday night game. And I woke up the next day and I saw the score and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's extremely hard to shut somebody out in the NFL. Like, it's extremely hard to shut somebody out, period. But in the NFL, it's even harder.
Wild.
And that was Tom Brady that just got shut out.
I love greatness and I'm a Brady fan, but I love even more when the unstoppable gets stopped. Or like, there's even a little bit of me that loves that Tristan allowed a sack, because I know what it does to guys who are that elite and what it does for them when they come back the next game or when they go out for practice the next day. And I can't wait to get Tristan on the show to hear about what's going through his mind after having, you know, because people start to suck his ass. You see all those things on Instagram and, you know, best right tackle. He's a Pro Bowler. Like, get named to the Pro Bowl and then you give up your first sack of the year. I can't wait to ask him the thoughts that stirred in his brain. And I love picking apart people who are super, super good at what they do. And it goes back to the fitness thing that I was talking about, and really just everything in life. You can be reactive as a human or you can be proactive, right? And the people who are reactive, when it comes to being a tackle in the NFL, they're going to give up a lot more sacks than the ones who are proactive like Tristan. And they're out grinding their ass off every day in practice to make sure that it doesn't ever happen. And I heard that concept the other day, reactive versus
pro. We've got bad news, man.
What's that?
Bad news from Benton Street.
What?
Ike went down with an Achilles today.
No. Right now, you just found that out?
Non-contact Achilles straight to the ground on the cart.
No, dude.
Yeah, fucking Christ.
We're finding this out mid-recording? Oh, fuck.
The Bills are playing the Patriots for basically playoff contention right now. And
Ike's been playing. He's been starting.
Yeah, and he said that. And Kovac texted me and said that he'd been playing super well all day, just stuffing the three tech, but he had a non-contact Achilles.
Is it the same one?
I'm not sure.
Motherfucker. Dude, that's so sad. That's so sad. And that's another, that's friend number two of the podcast. First, Bob Ton. And
what about Josie?
Oh my God. And Josie went out with a peck. Is it us, dude? You know what it is? It's
the game of football, man. The game of football is a dirty, dirty bitch. And like the way people are demanding the demand that people are putting on their bodies, the physical peak that athletes have now reached, the power that we're putting through these tendons, the force production, the speed, it's just our bodies can't take it forever. Like, football is a dirty bitch of a game.
The athletes in the NFL, and I agree, both of us coming from the exercise science background who know about strength conditioning, know about all that stuff. The level at which the guys in the NFL produce power and speed, it literally is too much to be running around and hitting each other with that much speed. Like, people are looking for the answer. And the answer is you have to change the game of football if you don't want injuries, because it's what we're able to do biologically now with our bodies, with as much muscle and speed and technique and power that people can now produce. It's just going to happen. I watch NFL games, and almost every other play, I go like this. Ooh, like, because there's collisions every play where I'm like, oh, that guy can't feel his neck right now. Like, he can't, like, his, the other night we were watching Godwin, dude, that hit on Godwin, and everybody in the text message sent a message at the same time, like, oh, this guy, and dude, he tore his ACL and got up and ran it off. after, like, we thought, oh my God, he might be okay. And he also almost broke his neck on the same play. And I'm just like, I there's no answer to that. There's no answer. Actually, I just saw a tweet before this. Archie Manning, obviously Arch Manning is coming up. He's like a big time recruit quarterback. They said that he did not play intentionally. He did not play tackle football until he was 14 years, until he's in eighth grade, because they were trying to save him from those hits. From when did you start tackle football? I think for me, it was third grade.
Fifth grade for me.
Fifth? That's probably good for you. It's probably good. Third or fourth grade for me. And like, of course, the collisions at that level aren't what they are in high school, into college, into pros. But when you start at 9 years old, 10 years old, and it happens for potentially 20 years for some of these NFL guys, it's not good, man. It's not good. And then you have all the non-contact stuff like Ike just experienced. That's so shitty too. Just like, oh, and the Achilles. It's not good, man. Makes me sad. Dude, both in their contract years too. Is there
anything? I don't even have anything to say. Bob's in his contract year too.
You have the saddest look on your face, and when you're sad, I feel sad for you.
Yeah, dude, I feel like absolute shit right now after reading that, because I fucking hate watching my friends get hurt, especially when it like hinders their future.
It's so ass. That's so ass. Well, we didn't really have much more anyway, but I don't. I mean, how are we going to end the podcast on that? I know this. Hopefully, the Zach Johnson podcast has been fantastic. The response has been great. Obviously, Drake and I had a fantastic time talking with Zach Johnson. I think for some reason he had a fantastic time talking with us. Like, I think he thinks,
which was bizarre.
Yeah, he thinks we're cool, and he listens to our podcast. He'll probably listen to this one. So Zach, sup, bro? Hope your workout's going good. You guys, there has been a little bit of a delayed but still uptick in listening on that one. The numbers look a little different. They're spread out more over the weekend because it's Christmas and people were traveling and they weren't in their normal routine. So some of you guys probably haven't even listened to that yet. You're going to catch up on it, and we hope you enjoy that. And really, that episode is sort of what we're going to be diving into here as we go into the off season. This is the new year, right? Like we're in our next episode, we're going to preview Kentucky and the Citrus Bowl, of which I will be down in Orlando. I'm leaving in 3 days, actually exactly 3 days from right now. I'll be on an airplane, and come meet me at Tin Roof 1 to 3 o'clock, Tin Roof Orlando on Friday, the 31st. Come hang out, grab a Hawks by a Million flag. I'll sign something. It's not going to be as nuts as the indie meetup because Drake and Kev aren't going to be able to be there. However, I'll still be there. And if you want to meet me and get a tech guy signature, then do that. Also, it's going to be right up the street from the Iowa pep rally that's happening at the whatever that place is called, the Point Orlando. And so you can double dip. Come and meet me, get a Hawks by a Million flag, and then head up to the pep rally where the band's going to play and all that jazz. So that's happening in Orlando. And then after Orlando, we'll recap that game, and we're going to dive right into guest interviews and guest episodes all off season long. Obviously, we'll mix in some stuff along the way, but a lot of cool things for the walk-ons as we dive into the new year. And we're excited. Drake, you got anything else for the people?
Go Hawks.
Just a little happy holidays and a happy new year. So we'll hit you on Thursday.
Ice getting hurt completely fucked my day up.
Yeah, apologize. I know you're livid right now, and it's not cool. So Thursday, listen to our preview. We're going to actually have a guest on for that who is going to help us bring some news that we'll be releasing in that episode. And then Hawks are playing on Saturday. So that's it. Hawks by Millie. We'll talk to you in 281. Peace.